of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours, the headlines. ECZ unveils 70 new constituencies. Human Rights Commission resolves 82% of rights cases, flags key labor and justice concerns. And in international news, South African opposition figure Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced 70 newly delimited constituencies across the country, with Lusaka Province allocated 6, Southern Province 9, Eastern Province 9, and Central Province 8, among others. Other allocations include Kopperveld with 7 constituencies, Lwapula 5, Mchinga 6, Northern Province 6, North Western Province 7, and Western Province 7 new constituencies. Speaking at a press briefing, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomes said the process was guided by the Constitution, adding that it was conducted in a transparent, impartial, and consultative manner. She has since dispelled claims that the Commission pre-allocated constituencies in some districts before the process was concluded.
Eastern Province has 20. With the addition of 9, it comes to 29. Lwapula has 15. With the addition of 5, it comes to 20. Lusaka Province has 12. With the addition of 6, it comes to 18. Mchinga Province had 8. Only 8 constituencies, and what has been added in Mchinga is 6. Now, with the addition of 6, that comes to 14 constituencies. Northern Province had 13. With the addition of 6 again, comes to 19.
The Human Rights Commission has revealed that in its monitoring of rights and freedoms in the country, 82 out of 100 cases reviewed were successfully resolved through mediation, redress, and corrective action by relevant institutions. Speaking during a media briefing, Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo said the remaining 18 cases are still under active investigation to ensure accountability and justice for victims. Dr. Sambo has also raised concern over the continued underpayment of workers, particularly domestic workers, security guards, and general workers, who remain among the most vulnerable, earning as little as 800 kwacha, despite their critical role in Zambia's labor force.
Underlying these numbers are concerns relating to the systemic underpayment of workers, particularly affecting domestic workers, security guards, and general workers. These workers form a critical part of Zambia's labor force, yet remain among the most vulnerable and least protected in practice. Despite the existence of legislation prescribing minimum wages for domestic and general workers, many employers continue to pay wages far below the legally established thresholds.
Meanwhile, the Commission has expressed concern over the prolonged detention of suspects and delays in their administration of justice. And responding to concerns about the amendment of the Criminal Procedure Code, Dr. Sambo said the Commission is carefully reviewing the changes and will, in due course, make its position known, further emphasizing the importance of safeguarding the many rights involved.
Then on the second question relating to the amendments to the Criminal Procedure Code relating to non-bailability of certain crimes involving also sexual offences like rape and incest. The commission looks at it from two perspectives, their victims and their perpetrators. The law must protect both the victims and the perpetrators. I think this is an issue that human rights is known for. The key focus in terms of human rights is looking at the plight of human beings. What is the dignity in terms of the circumstances of any human being that is affected?
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has urged the government to address inconsistencies in the recruitment, promotion and welfare of doctors, warning that the current situation is affecting service delivery. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chibwe said doctors feel unheard despite repeated engagements, adding that employment has prioritized security wings over the health sector. He said poor conditions of service, delayed promotions, lack of rural support and failure to respond to submissions are demotivating doctors. Dr. Chibwe has further stressed that without urgent reforms and consistent hiring, the doctor-to-patient ratio, currently standing at 1 doctor to 12,000 patients, will continue to fall below acceptable standards, undermining healthcare delivery.
The problem that we have right now is we've brought out now this you know, volunteering now as the new normal. You know, a long time ago, I think we never had doctors volunteering, but now we have doctors, we have nurses, we have clinic officers. Now, this is really covering up the gap that's supposed to be filled in these facilities. It has taken away the leverage that we're supposed to use as advocates to ask government to employ more healthcare workers. Because remember, so when patients go to the hospital, they won't say, no, the doctor will see me as a volunteer. They'll be seen and they'll be healed.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development has commended government through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit for taking a decisive step towards establishing a comprehensive legal framework for resettlement management for persons affected by both public and private development projects, as well as forced displacement. On March 16, 2026, Cabinet made a landmark decision to approve, in principle, the Resettlement Management Bill 2026. CTPD lead researcher for land, environment and climate change, Solomon Mwampikita, said the progressive initiative demonstrates the government's commitment to improving governance, protecting vulnerable communities and promoting socially responsible and sustainable development outcomes. He said it is also an important response to long-standing challenges, including land disputes, inconsistent resettlement practices and delays in development projects. Mr. Mwampikita has noted that with the government's plans to attain 3 million metric tons of copper production by 2030 alongside 10 million metric tons of maize, development-induced displacements are likely to increase.
At the steps the government is taking to protect the communities by developing of the resettlement management bill, we feel that this will really help the coordination issues which have been happening when it comes to compensation, as well as just the fragmented legal frameworks which have been dealing with settlement and displacement. So at CTPD, we would like just to commend the government, and we feel that the bill is going to cure all these problems, and we are looking forward to it that it is taken to Parliament quickly and it is enacted as law.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the increase in road traffic accidents as reported by the Zambia Police Service for the first quarter of 2026. Association President Aaron Kamoti said the rise to 9,772 accidents, including 681 fatalities, is not only unacceptable but reflects a growing crisis in road safety that directly affects commuters, pedestrians and the general public. He said it is particularly worrying that Lusaka province alone accounts for over half of all recorded accidents, noting that this points to serious challenges in urban traffic management, enforcement of road regulations and driver discipline. Mr. Kamoti has added that the increase in fatal accidents and injuries further underscores the urgent need for decisive interventions, including increased investment in road infrastructure, proper signage, pedestrian crossings, and traffic calming measures.
We are especially saddened by the 52 child fatalities and over 300 child casualties recorded. The fact that many of these children were